Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Tired. And I'm sure there's a lot of people.
You sound so sleepy.
I know. I'm shaking it off, though.
Oh, no, I'll get you laughing.
I know. I can't wait.
We'll get you laughing, which will wake you up, and then when the show's over, you're allowed to go to sleep.
Yay! It sounds like a plan.
So, I hear you bought a car. Tell everyone you bought a car.
I did.
You bought a bitch-ass truck.
Yes, I did. It's like in between. You know, what I'm hearing is a crossover. Not like I know the difference.
Crossover. Okay. Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah. So, I don't know. I got it last Tuesday. It's pretty exciting. My first
without
vehicle.
Without having a license?
Yes. Can you believe it? I said,
only
money
you
talks.
You would buy a car with no license.
Money talks. That's all I have to say about that. So I'm also happy to announce that, you know, last Tuesday I got the car. This Tuesday that just passed, I got my permit. So I'm on my way. You know, that's the motivation for it all.
I mean, if you're going to, you know, fork out the do-re-mi for a brand new car, then you might as well learn how to drive it.
That's right.
Either that
that's
or you're
going
to have to pay for a chauffeur.
Okay.
That's not good.
That is true. But, you know, it's pretty exciting, but it's also a headache, you know, just trying to feel my way around the situation. But enough about me.
Enough about you.
Yeah.
It's your show. It's supposed to be all about you. What?
No. I hate when the lights are and the tables and the combo is turned towards me. I like to talk about everything else, but we can have
you're
a topic
just
on that.
No
deflecting.
Fun.
Deflecting. We need to talk about that next. But I know you have a lot of good topics, and I found a few myself.
I got a few,
I
got a couple. I actually got three that I thought were really very interesting and very debatable. So everyone that's here, I think you guys may end up calling in because there is some serious issues going down, and I think it's kind of interesting.
I can't wait to hear.
So you want to go first? You want me to go first?
No, I would like for you to go first because I was really, really – I didn't even hear about the cop in New York. So, yeah.
I can't believe that. You live in freaking New York City.
You know what? I'm telling you, I've been in, like, a whirlwind since last week Tuesday.
No, this apparently has been going on for months because the guy was –
really?
So you are, like, so far out of it. It's crazy.
No, it's been going on for months. So basically, there's no excuse.
Excuse it. Like, there's just no way that you can go, I'm in this line.
Oh, my goodness. This is too funny right now. And I needed to hear this to laugh. Yeah. So this has been going on for months. A cop has been going around eating people. And I knew nothing about it in his way to New York.
Okay. Well, tell everyone the number that they can call in.
Yes, you can dial in at 818-495-6975 to share your comments. You know, even if you guys heard or seen something that's like OMG, then definitely share that with us because we need that
in
our lives right now.
Like, you can ask me anything you want. I am here to serve you guys, which is very rare because I'm a dominant. So there you go. So I am here to answer all your questions that you might have. I mean, I want some more people to call in and give me some things and let me help you out. That's what I'm here for.
Absolutely.
So give us a call. I mean, it doesn't have to be topics of, like, trending topics. You can call and ask me anything you want. Anything.
Anything. Even about JJ covers, whatever, you know.
Vajazzle.
Yes. The Vajazzle. You can even pull and ask Doc about the Vajazzle.
That's right.
Because I'm
going to
have to Google it, because I'm
going to
have some questions on that.
Vajazzling your vajay.
Vajazzling your vajay. You can find it all out tonight.
That's right. Okay. So back to our cannibal cop. It's kind of an interesting case. It's been going on for a while. Guy's name is Gilberto Vale, and he was just sentenced to life in prison. But here's where it gets kind of an interesting twist and where we need to be careful as a society. Okay, you've got a guy who is claiming that he has a fetish for... Yeah, a fetish, believe it or not, for cooking and eating women.
Wow.
Okay. Guy's never done it before.
Right.
This is where it gets interesting. He's never committed a crime. He's never done anything. Has he been stupid? Yep. Has he gone into, you know, chat rooms online, especially the extreme fetish chat rooms? Because understand, this doesn't even fall under a fetish, ladies and gentlemen. This is, eating people is not a fetish. Just so that you know, I think fetish has gotten thrown in there very unjustly. Eating people is a psychological issue. It's
yes.
Nothing to do with a fetish, okay? But this
exactly.
guy, okay, so this guy goes into these chat rooms. He's talking to people because apparently there's chat rooms out there for people who like to eat people. Don't ask me. But he's talking to them, and he's telling them how he would do it and how he would plan it out. And then he got stupid and started saying who he wanted to eat. And it turns out it was his wife and his wife's friend and all this other garbage, okay? So he's actually naming names. So in that respect, he was a moron. Because if you're going to have an extreme fetish, shut up, okay, if this is what this is. But it's not what it is. It's a psychological issue. Okay. Now, here's where we have to be careful. This man was just sentenced to life in prison for having a fantasy. He didn't commit the crime. Didn't do any stalking. Didn't touch anybody. That's a slippery slope. That's the reason why I'm not big on capital punishment. Because there are so many people who are in jail. I'm not saying this guy isn't twisted, okay? Yes. I'm sure that it would have escalated. He was certainly reaching that point. That was what the jury went by, was the fact that he was escalating this, and he was probably going to end up carrying it out. But the point is, you've sentenced a man to life in prison for doing nothing.
Wow.
But talking to people online and telling them what you wanted to do. That, to me, is a little bit extreme. Now, should we have left him to go and, you know, whack somebody and have dinner? No. The guy obviously needs some form of psychological help, right? So should he be in prison? Hell no. He should be, you know, in a treatment facility, obviously, a mental treatment facility. But when we start chucking people behind bars for having a fantasy, I think we got a problem. What do you think?
Exactly.
What do you think?
It's crazy. I mean, I don't understand why would he be put in jail for life because he made statements. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I just don't see why they would arrest him for that if he hadn't done it.
Because they were afraid of the escalation.
You know, just real quickly,
What was that movie where Tom Cruise was in it and they were killing people in the future because they were running around killing people who were going to commit a crime in the future? So this is what it reminded me of. was we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because this is now getting a little bit crazy. You have the internet, you have people who have an enormous amount of fantasy. Okay, so Mark in the chat room just said he was planning it, had equipment to carry out the plan. Okay, even if he was, the point is he's not committed a crime. So how can you justify life in prison? Yes, their whole basis, according to the jury, their whole basis was because he was escalating in that direction. They wanted him to be put away before he did something. Well, we start putting people away for thinking stuff. I don't know. I just think it is a very slippery slope.
It is. And instead of putting him incarcerating him, like, wouldn't it be more, like, reasonable to put him in a mental institute and evaluate him?
Well, this is the thing. So, you know, is this guy going to get any help? No. I mean, clearly he has issues. Clearly there's things that need to be done with this guy. But jail's not going to do it. You know, prison's not going to do it.
Wow. We're going to take a call. We have caller 347. You on the line with Dr. Sue and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
How are you?
Good. Who's you?
It's Maribel Blue from Kinky Magazine.
Hi, Maribel. How are you?
I'm listening to both of you.
How are you? It's been quite a while.
It has. It has. You have to have Maribel on your show, girl.
Yeah, I have to
tell you that I was listening to your comment about the crazy-ass cop that was put in jail.
Right.
And dare I say that I beg to differ on therapy thing.
Okay,
I talked about him not too long ago when I was doing one of my KEM Top Talk shows.
Right.
And I thought that he should fry. But, you know, like listening to what both of you were saying about therapy and things of that nature and Miss P saying, you know, like why just drop him off in jail for life, it had me thinking, well, you know, maybe they're right in that aspect of he should get some therapy. And it made me think back to something. I don't know if both of you recall at the time when Yahoo was really big with the Yahoo groups and you know, and the art and the sexual tendencies and the fetish groups and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I remember being a part of a group with someone that did, like, this fake art where he would be, like, boiling women. And, you know, at the time that I was engaged in all of these groups, it was always noted that this was just for art form, that nobody really engaged in wanting to, like, put a woman in a pot and cook them.
Mm-hmm.
And I never looked at it that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we were all adults in this group, and just because we were in it and we, you know, laughed or whatever, that we were like some sick individuals. And this is what had me thinking, because I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, I was part of this group and like we indulged in like these art fantasies, but just because we did, it didn't mean that we literally wanted to go and like be boiled or watch somebody be cooked and all this stuff. Like we didn't want that. So then it just had me thinking, well, maybe he was just indulging in it in his mind and not really wanting to live out that fantasy. And also, you know, I guess we all have to remember that the media is going to give us what they think they want us to hear.
Absolutely.
They're not always going to give us what we should hear, what we should know. And it's frightening, you know, just listening to both of you and then thinking about my own personal thoughts, because when it first came out, I felt very strongly about it. I was like, wait a minute, this guy should, like, be in fucking jail. I mean, at one of my shows, I was just going off on a tirade, you should go to hell and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm kind of, like, sitting back thinking.
Because,
you know,
Maribel, here's the thing. What if, because you participated in this group, you got arrested and were thrown in jail because you discussed it, which is essentially all this guy did.
Exactly. And that's what had
that's
me thinking
scary.
That I personally, myself, on one of my own shows, jumped the gun and be like, you this, you that, and you should try and fuck you and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm listening to both of you and I'm sitting back and I was like, weren't you a part of that group, like, some years ago where you, like, engage in all of this, like, weird art, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. You know,
so
it's kind
see,
of like,
because that's, it's left up to interpretation, which is,
right.
I'm not saying this guy isn't completely baked, because it sounds
mm-hmm.
like he is. Because
right.
it does sound like he was escalating in that direction. If we'd have
right.
left him long enough, he probably would have. But the fact that we grabbed him and now we fried him on
mm-hmm.
a fantasy, that's scary
right.
to me. Because
I,
look
I
at the
to,
world, for example.
I have to agree with you on that, Dr. Sue.
That's
like, why
I'm not
you're
saying
Dr.
the
Sue.
Guy's not fried, and, yeah, we should do something with him. You know, can he be completely rehabilitated? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know the depth of his psychoses.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't start imprisoning people based on a fantasy or something that you find on a computer. Yes, you should bring it to their attention. Should
mm-hmm.
someone have kept an eye on him, perhaps, to see if he was going to, you know, escalate in that direction? I would have. I just think it's interesting that this guy gets life in prison based on conspiracy. It's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's food for thought.
I think what I'm impressed about really is the fact that you came on to even say, hey, you know, I made these accusations and I said this and that, but now that I think about it, you know, I take it back on some level because, you know, I'm guilty of X, Y, and Z. So I think it's
right.
big of you to even, you know, come to terms with that because a lot of people, when they know that they prejudge something, would never admit that they had. So kudos to you for that. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, like I said, you know, and like I had told Dr. Sue, a lot of things, you know, you have to take into food for thought. Sometimes our first reaction into watching something, our initial reaction may not be the correct reaction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially hearing something like this, everybody experiences outrage. And again, you know, I have to keep in mind that the media is only going to feed what they want us to know. They're never going to
mm-hmm.
expose the whole truth. I mean, the two guys on CNN, just jumping into a different subject that reminds me of that, the two guys that were convicted of rape, I forget what sport that they played, but they were going to this big university and apparently
oh,
they were
I think it was
charged.
Football.
Yeah, and, you know, there was an anchor on CNN that, you know, had compassion for the guys, and that spawned, like, how could you, you know, they were accused of rape and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, if you looked at the human side of things, you can clearly see that these guys were very remorseful for their actions. And, I mean, the other guy, he approached the family, and he just broke down and cried. Now, tell me, how many guys that have been accused of rape that you see them in court and have that remorseful, like, you see the remorsefulness, you feel it. And I felt for them, you know, it's like nobody wins in cases like that. Do you know what I'm saying? And I really felt for them. Does that make me a bad person and say, because I felt for these guys who have now been convicted of rape, that I feel the same way for other men? No, I don't. So it really is about me just taking a step back and saying, okay, you know, this cop was accused of wanting to boil and cook women and torture them and whatever, whatever. And I said what I had to say. But thankfully, there's a show like yours, you understand what I'm saying, that you have Dr. Sue on, that I can hear another point of view. And I think that's the blessing in disguise of having different people from our society be able to also express their opinion so that I could have a little bit of food for thought for myself,
mm-hmm.
for my own well-being. And if everybody just went in that route, you understand what I'm saying, maybe this
mm-hmm.
world would be a better place.
Yep.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's, you've got to be able to stand back in any situation and try, if you can, to take a completely neutral stance.
Mm-hmm.
And look at it from both sides. I believe the case that you're talking about, Maribel, is they were teenagers. I believe they
yeah.
were high school. And, yeah, you've got remorse because they realized it, but at the same time they've got lawyers who are coming out. This is another slippery slope. They've mm-hmm. got lawyers coming in now that are going to try and retry it, their
mm-hmm.
lawyers,
mm-hmm.
based on these children, because they were, I believe one of them was 16. They're
okay.
saying that his brain had not developed enough
oh,
to be able
on.
Yeah. See, this is
you
this
know
is
what?
Wrong.
I mean, an attorney's job is to
oh, sure
find
it is. It's a defense
the,
attorney's
the
job,
point,
absolutely.
Right. The point of the argument, the same can say for Casey Anthony. He sat down and he heard her story. It's like a litigator. You're going to find a way to argue the point that the public has already judged you upon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job of the attorney, to turn that around. And if he can get or she can get one person to change their mind,
oh,
that
all you need.
Person... Right.
Yeah.
That person is going to go ahead and try and convince the other jurors, listen, you know, this is the way I'm getting it. Everybody's going to have a different opinion. It's just a matter of how you're going to sway the public to
And
believe.
You have to remember that this is based on reasonable doubt. When you are
right.
sent as a jury in, you it is like beyond a reasonable doubt. So if there is even one small doubt in there, you cannot convict.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, another flip side to this whole story is that when you know that you're wrong, I don't care about you running over to me and crying like you're
mm-hmm.
sorry, because you have to take responsibility at 16,
Absolutely.
17, whatever. You know right from wrong, and you know that is not right to rape anybody or take something from
right.
anybody that's not giving it to you.
And
it's not like they
oblivious
to
point.
You
know,
and they're crying
that, you know,
because they know they're in trouble. They're crying for themselves, in my opinion. They're not
mm-hmm.
crying because
yeah.
of what they
they're
did to the girl.
They got caught. They're crying because they're standing
mm-hmm.
in the middle of a thing. Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? They
young.
Got caught by their
they're
own
scared.
Hands. By
yeah,
their
uh-huh.
own hands. Because they took pictures of everything that happened, and
yep.
then they put
they
it up wherever,
it.
You know, whether it was Facebook or wherever it was. The fact
mm-hmm.
of the matter is that you have to understand that every action that you perform causes a reaction. That's why
Absolutely.
People do what they do, because they want to get some kind of feedback in return.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to work and you do your a great job, what's the return you're going to get? You're going to get a nice paycheck. If you do overtime, you're going to get a better paycheck because you stood longer and committed to your job. That's just one example of you know, trying to get something back in return of what you're putting out there. These guys, I guess they thought, let's take pictures of her, like, all drunk and her dragging all over
mm-hmm.
the place and whatever other pictures that they took. And, you know, guys were going to high-five them. They didn't expect for that to happen. And while I can empathize, or rather sympathize, with their pain that they're crying, boo-hoo, now we're in really big trouble and we're going to go to jail and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, but you didn't think about that when you were busy, you know, taking pictures and showing off what you were doing. It's
mm-hmm.
like now they're thinking about it, but it's already too late. It's done. You can't
and that's
go back
the basis. If
it.
You look at that, that's the basis for the appeal, is that
mm-hmm.
they're saying, okay, especially in a 16-year-old, and they're correct, okay,
mm-hmm.
dead correct, the
mm-hmm.
the brain is not fully developed. They do, especially in the male brain, have issues with being able to say, or deal with consequences, because that portion of the brain hasn't really fully developed. But you can't fall back on that, because that's saying that, okay, I don't know right from wrong.
Dr. Sue, I have a question for you.
Sure.
When is it that a male brain is fully developed? At what age? Do you know?
Fully developed?
Mm-hmm.
Usually in and around 20. You get a safe
okay.
bet if you're sitting at 20. Because everybody's
so
going to be different.
Years
the
old,
brain's going to develop
a man,
differently.
A man is pretty much set in their mind as far as career and relationships, what it is that they're looking for.
No, you're talking about the portion, the brain being fully developed and being
mm-hmm.
able to say yes and no, and that's a good thing, and I've got to think about, you know, what it is the portion of the brain that is able to project into the future. Well, if I do this,
mm-hmm.
this could happen. That portion of the brain is not developed at 16 and 17.
Oh, okay.
So it's the consequences portion that they kind of just jump in. This is why you find males especially, and I'm not being mean, it's just some bizarre thing with males, and I think it has to do more with testosterone. That's the reason why you're seeing them take risky moves, jumping from things, you know, doing just insane stuff. That's why. So, and that's what they're falling back on with this appeal. So I get that, but that's also saying that they don't know right from wrong. Surely to God, you know that raping someone, even though one of them was just fingers, doesn't freaking matter. You can't tell me that you didn't know at the time that, nah, this is probably not a good idea. Let alone, you know, let's broadcast it.
Right.
But you see that a lot with young males. They'll go out, they're committing crimes, they're videotaping it, they're doing it. It's crazy. But that's what it is they're going for the immediate gratification and not projecting ahead and thinking, if I do this now, what's going to happen down the road?
I see. Well, you know what? This is the point where I have to depart and leave you guys to continue.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Maribel.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So
Maribel has a great show. She does hers live via streaming video.
Sweet.
She does a great job. It's so cool.
I gotta check her out. Yeah, definitely. She sounds like an awesome person. And thanks again for calling in and sharing your ideas, concepts, and feelings on that. But
and Mark
definitely.
Actually asked a good question. Really, a mental health issue. Can violent sexual urges like that be treated like pedophiles? How often are they? They rarely are able to be completely rehabilitated and say, okay, here you go. You can go back out into society because you're talking brain anomalies. And you're also talking a situation where, like I said the other night on my show, psychologically speaking, neurologically speaking, anything to do with the brain, the mind, whatever, we are literally in a Neanderthal world. We are throwing rocks at the sun. We are, you know, we don't know what the brain can and cannot do. We don't know how far a mind can be pushed. Yes, they're making breakthroughs, but it doesn't mean, you know, it's like there are repeat sexual offenders who think, well, I want to be castrated. Well, I got news for you. Castration isn't going to do anything. It's not going to stop your urges. It's not going to stop that because it's not coming from a sexual urge. It's coming from a different urge of violence, of power. So castration does no good.
Yeah.
So for those of you who think castration's a great way to go, it really doesn't do anything other than take their balls off. Big whoop.
Right. take balls off.
Chop those puppies.
Okay, absolutely. So moving to the next topic, we're going to talk about, what was your next topic?
The MMA fighter, which I thought is another really good kind of controversial issue. You've got a transgendered MMA fighter by the name of Fallon Fox who wants to get into the ring with a female MMA fighter.
What?
So because the transgender is now female, she wants to fight as a female in the UFC and do this. Well, here's the issue where this isn't quite working because, again, you're talking physiology. Even though this person is now a transgender and is anatomically female, you're still talking about a physiological male makeup. So is it fair to put a transgendered female into the ring with a female? Should that be allowed? Because when it's not so much an issue, well, oh, she's transgender. It's got nothing to do with it. Well, it does, but you know what I mean. It's not the fact that, oh, we're prejudiced against transgenders. It's that when you look down at the physiological makeup, even though she's transgender and has probably gone through hormone treatment, you're still talking a male physiology.
Right.
So is that fair? Is that a fair fight?
I'm on a ledge with that because part of me is like, yeah, why not? And another part of me is like, well, you still like have those male like muscles.
That's the thing. So is that then now making your transgender fighter, giving that transgender fighter an advantage that the female fighters are never going to have?
Right. Right. Are they making like this an issue in terms of the transgender, you know, the change? Like he cannot or she cannot be a fighter anymore? Are they?
What do you mean?
Meaning that, you know how some places like the Boy Scouts, like they don't want homosexual leaders and things like that.
No, that's not what the big issue is. It's not, we're not saying, oh, you can't fight in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead. You want to be an ultimate fighting champion, that's great. But the problem is, where do you put her? Do you get her to fight against men or fight against women? That's a tough call.
Yeah, that really is. I want to hear somebody's input on this. Do we have any comments in the chat room? Anyone who want to dial in and voice their opinion at 818-495-6975?
Well, and Christy just said in the chat room, the bone and muscle structure isn't the same. It really isn't. It does take on physiological changes when you're going through a transgender, but not to that great of a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like you become female. You're still got male physiology. That's a tough call.
It is. I mean, personally, I wouldn't mind getting in the ring with a transgender.
I think it should be left up to whoever that transgender is fighting. You should just go, okay, here's the deal. You got a transgender who wants to fight you. It's up to you. Do you want to take her on or not?
Right. I totally agree with that on a basis that I think that some women I've seen women beat men down.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this with my own two eyes and with my glasses on and without them. Because at first I was like, am I really seeing this? But, you know, yeah, the woman was tearing them down. So in my opinion, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, they should be able to pick who they choose to go up against in terms of transgender individuals. Because maybe the woman feels like, you know, I could beat this person down, so bring it on.
Oh, and Muffy just said in the chat room that the same thing went on in golf. I think golf isn't fair in the sense of, I mean, what? That a transgender to female would hit the ball harder? I think that one's kind of a, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not the same as getting in and getting your ass whooped. Golf's kind of, I'm sorry, it's a bit of a pansy sport. Sorry, you're chasing a ball all over the place. There's a big difference between that and getting into an ultimate fighting championship ring. Good God.
That's so funny. Get beat down with no eye, missing legs and limbs and stuff because you wanted to get in the ring. But I didn't know, which Ye Ray just stated, that they won't allow the opponent to make
the
decision.
Because it's a sport with rankings. So, again, it's a tough freaking call. So what do you do? You know, there's people who are vehemently against it. Joe Rogan was one of them. He's the guy that used to host Fear Factor.
Uh-huh.
And he's now in the UFC. I believe he's the announcer for UFC. And he is just like, no, you can't do this. It cannot be done. So there's a lot of people who are very, you know, one-sided about it and say absolutely not.
Yeah.
Mark was just saying, don't males drive the ball farther? I don't know. You'd have to check on that. I have no idea. Males tend to drive their balls all over the place, so who the hell knows?
Oh, my goodness, it's true. No. No, but totally. I mean, I think that we have some real strong women out there as well as we have strong men. But when
we
it boils down to it, you know, I don't really think that a woman should have to go up against a man in a fighting ring unless she really had to or she agreed to. That's how I look at it.
It really is another one of those tough calls where you're just kind of sitting there going, okay, you know, because UFC, and I don't know how it's judged. I mean, Ray just said it's based on rankings. Well, you know, is this person then going to move up in the rankings because she has a male physiology? That's not fair. That's not fair to the female fighter. So, I mean, what do you do?
Oh, no, it's crazy.
And they better figure it out because this is going to keep happening. Transgenders are going to be more and more and more and more. So people need to start thinking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's really true. I don't know if I have brought this up before, you know, to you guys or whatever, but I know that there's this movie that's called Compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone can sit through it, it took me like about 5 start overs for me to really like literally sit through it, and then I still didn't towards the end.
Okay, but why did it take you 5 do overs?
Okay, the reason why is because it's kind of like one of those topics too that, you know, it's controversial, but whatever. But it's about basically true stories of actual events that has taken place across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
where a man will call in as a figure of an authority figure and basically tell the owners, the management that's running the fast food places that, you know, they're a cop or they whatever, and they had, like, he had case the place to pick out one of the girls that he liked the most. So he'll call and act like an adult authority and then make them do things to the girl. And they was actually compliant to all of the stuff that this guy was telling them to do to these workers.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, you know, he wasn't a cop, which they should have known anyway. But this is like actual events that happened to several different places across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm saying this as to say, like, what the hell is wrong with people? What the hell is wrong? When you start calling and using your fantasies and fetishes in fast food places, I mean, I needed to talk to you about this because I wanted to know where
mm-hmm.
does that fall on the scale at? Is it like a control thing, the fantasy and the
fetish? It depends on the fantasy. What was the gist of the fantasy?
Well, he lies about what they stole, have them stripped down, and while he's masturbating.
I remember that guy.
Yes.
I remember that specifically. I did not see compliance, but I do remember that case.
Mm.
And so what are you asking? Is that based on...
Is that like
on...
based on a fetish, or is that just like another one of those things that we were speaking about earlier?
That's a control issue. That's not a fetish at all. That's a control thing.
Like he's getting off on this. He's masturbating
yep.
while he's doing this.
Yep. That's a control thing. That's not fetish.
It's crazy. Like
That's walking the same line as rape. So
uh-huh.
when people think of rape, they think, oh, it's a sexual thing. It's got nothing to do with sex. Sex is the end piece of it. It's the vehicle that's being driven down control alley. What they want is the power over that person. So what are they doing? This guy's getting off on the power of I can make these people do this because they're my employees, and to be totally honest, if they want to keep their job, they have to do this. That's
right.
Total power exchange. So is that, you know, basically working on domination and submission? If you want to throw that in there, but to say that it's a fetish, no. No. That's,
yeah, because it was just like this
no
whole
way.
Big thing on the internet, whether it was like, oh, he just did it because it's his fantasy of being able to control
but
young
he's
women.
But taking... that fantasy into reality, and now you're imposing that fantasy onto actual people, and now it becomes a control issue. It's got nothing to do with are these women are they agreeable? No, they're not agreeable. They don't want to do this. They're doing it because they want to keep their jobs. So again, that's a power issue. It's got nothing to do with fantasy, because the only time it becomes a fetish is if you've got these women who are play acting and doing a role play whereby they are the victim. So in other words, they're in on it. That's
right.
Not what this is at all. No siree, Bob. Uh-uh. Ray did make up made a very good point about our transgender fighter.
Uh-huh.
He said he's not trying to be funny, and I get this. It actually is a brilliant idea. It would have to be done as exhibition bouts in order to create a transgender division.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have a division in fighting for transgender. Absolutely. That makes total sense. But the problem is you only got one fighter right now. Which, who's she going to exhibition fight? She's going to beat herself up in the ring? I mean, I don't know. That's the problem.
Oh, goodness.
But, yeah, I do remember that guy. I remember that it was a fast food thing, and he would pull them in and strip them. I don't remember where I saw that. It was years ago, though. It was ages ago that I saw it. It wasn't in a movie. It was like some documentary or something, or I don't know. But that's totally what that is. No fetish. Uh-uh. And this is what I think is kind of this is the reason why people are so afraid to have fetishes. They're afraid to act out on their fetishes, is because of these extreme cases that are being duped back on to fetish, such as our cannibal cop. You know, for the media to go, oh, he was acting on a fetish, that's not a fetish. I'm not, like, as soon as you start escalating this and you start talking about eating people is not a fetish. I'm sorry. You know, I've studied enough law that I'm sorry, that's not a fetish. So, of course, people now are like, well, you know, what if I like to be, you know, bound, or I like to have someone whip me? Well, you're going to be completely freaked out and telling someone that because of everyone saying, oh, well, you know, you're going to turn into the cannibal cop, or, you know, you're going to be some guy sitting in a back room jerking off because he's, you know, strip searching his employees. These poor, usually, especially in fast food, they're all going to be young.
Right.
So, again, there's a power exchange, right? He's their boss. He's an older guy. What are they going to do? They don't know.
Right.
They don't know not to take that crap. So as Ray just said, it's cannibalism. It's not a fetish. But the problem is the media keeps throwing fetish out there and saying, oh, it's fetish, which makes people who have fetishes scared to express them. Because everybody thinks, oh, well, you got a fetish. Well, what are you doing, eating somebody? That's the problem.
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny and weird.
Can a fetish turn into something like that, cop? Yes, but they would. Sorry, that was in the chat room. Christy asked this.
Uh-huh.
Can a fetish turn into something like that, cop? Yes. It would. But you're still talking a psychological problem. So in other words, can it escalate into someone going off the deep end? Yes, because we don't know what someone's breaking point is. Everybody has a different breaking point.
Very true.
So there.
Very true.
Yeah. Still awake? We need to have you giggle.
No. I just want it because, you know, I'm trying to stop myself from sneezing, too, because I have a little bit of a cold. So I'm trying not to do too much of that.
It'll wake everyone up.
But I just wanted to run that past you because, you know, after reading, like, the reviews and different things that people were saying about this particular movie, I was just like, well, how could this be considered a freaking fantasy or a fetish?
It's not.
He's a sick bastard.
That's right.
Period.
He's got psychological issues. You're talking an enormous amount of them. Same as Cannibal Cop. Is Cannibal Cop a fetish? No. It has nothing to do with fetish. Now, was he in the extreme fetish rooms, and are there people who, you know, obviously fantasize about this? Yeah, unfortunately. But to say that that's a fetish, I don't agree with that. Now, there's people that will argue that with me, but I don't agree with it. I don't think that that's a fetish.
Absolutely.
And in Maribel's case, where she was in the Yahoo chat group, and this guy was doing it as art, I'd even question the guy doing it as art. I'm not saying that there isn't extreme art and that people can appreciate it, but I would be more worried about the people who are buying the art and hanging it on their wall of a woman being boiled.
Yes.
I'm more worried about who's buying it. This is not cool. That's not a fetish. That's just weird. Why would you get off on someone being boiled and eaten? I'm not saying the artist is wrong to portray it. You know, it's his thing. That's cool.
Right.
But I'm more worried about the sucker that's buying it, hanging it on the wall and going, oh, yeah, that's hot. I mean, really?
Absolutely. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. But then again, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you can, but you shouldn't really judge. You know, everybody has their thing.
You still
thing.
Have to
people...
pull back, yeah. Like, you could go, oh, the artist is at fault and he's crazy because he's creating it in the first place. I may question him a little bit. I will say that I'm not going to be 100% behind the artist because I'm going to be going, why are you doing this? But, again, it's the ones that are buying it and going, oh, yeah, I got to see. That's more nerve-wracking to me. I mean, this guy's more apt to, the artist is more apt to get his I'm not going to say his kicks because that's not fair. Because if it's like this guy's obviously a good artist and really this is what
he loves
to do.
Well, maybe it's his vision. His vision.
Exactly. So you can't really come down on him because this is just something that he's doing, and really it could be his way of working through that. You know, for him, painting it is cool. Oh, Mark's got a good one. What about Tarantino movies? Bothers me that I'm entertained by the shocking violence. Because the problem with our media in general is that we have all become very desensitized to violence. That's why. You're going to sit back and you're going to be entertained by it. But here's the difference, Mark, and this is where you got to stand back and go, it's okay to be entertained by Tarantino flicks. First, personally, I love them. So it's okay, I'm right with you. Look at it from that standpoint. I'm being entertained. It's a movie. It's taking me to extreme places and extreme situations that I would not participate in. The only time you need to worry about watching a Tarantino movie is if you're going, yeah, I got to do that tomorrow. Now you got a problem. Okay, see, that's the difference. And again, we're back to that teenage thing with the football players. We know that if we act on a Tarantino movie and we go out and do it, there are consequences to those actions. A 16-year-old will just go, cool, let's go do it. That's the difference. They'll just do it, and they won't think about the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying all teenagers do it, because, again, you got to remember, the brain in every single individual is going to progress at its own pace. So you can't lump people. I'm not saying all teenagers at 16 are stupid, because they're not. But a lot of them are. But that's why.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, and Ray just said violence is accepted in movies now because it's become so commonplace in society. It has. That's why we're desensitized to it. Look at all the video games.
Yes.
I forget that one.
That.
I don't know, a few years back, maybe 10 years ago, the one where it was super, super violent, and you ended by ripping the guys, you grabbed them by the neck, and you were standing there with a bloody spine in your hand.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yay, I won. Ew. Call me nutty, but I just don't find that entertaining. I don't
right.
know. It's like, but it was a very popular, I can't remember what one it was, but it was very popular. But when
that's
you've got
sick.
Kids who are growing up and they're playing these games, and although, yes, to a certain degree, it does help with, you know, fine motor skills and large motor skills, and, you know, like, yes, you are learning how to, you know, do all this stuff between hand-eye coordination and whatever else. Okay, great, wonderful. However, it's not cool to constantly be placing yourself in these fantasy worlds where, especially with a small child's brain, it's desensitizing them to the point where this is why you're finding a lot more young kids are able to walk into, hello, talk about the one that happened recently, the last shooting that made the kid walked in and blew everybody away in the first grade class.
Right.
Okay? This is the kind of stuff that, to me, that will lead to, simply because now you've got a kid who's been playing video games like their entire childhood up until this kid was 20 or 21, it becomes easier to walk into a room and blow people away because you've been doing it on TV. Therefore, it's hard. It's almost the same as there is a condition whereby if you watch too much porn, one of the things that it's called is porn creep.
Uh-huh.
You will become completely unable to obtain an erection or be turned on by a three-dimensional female in front of you. I'm just using male-female.
Right.
So a three-dimensional female in front of you, if you are hetero, is not going to turn you on. You can only get turned on by two-dimensional images. That happens.
Hmm.
So you
wow.
can see how that can transfer in a small child's brain where it's like, well, sure, I can just, because there's been plenty of cases where small children, 8, 9, 10 years old, have committed horrible violent crimes and killed people and have been like, what, where's my mom?
Right.
But there's no correlation between the game and real life. There was a kid who blew his mother's brains out with a gun and actually was sitting in the cop station. Like, he was really young, like 7, 8, or 9 or something, and was sitting in the cop station going, well, where's my mom? I want to talk to my mom. He just blew her brains out.
Wow.
So it's like, okay, now you've got this, honey, you just blew your mother's brains out. She's dead. Right?
You just blew your mother's brains out, honey.
So it wasn't a game. Got news for you. She ain't here no more.
Okay. There's no start over.
So, but you can see how easy it is then if you're going through all this and watching all this violence for so long and playing these games that it's very easy to desensitize yourself and walk into a room and blow people's heads off because you go back into gaming mode.
Absolutely. I agree with you 110%. I really do.
Now, gamers won't, but, you know. And,
of course
and
they
for
would.
The most part, and understand, I'm trying to, let's be fair here. Not all gamers do this, okay? You're talking, usually there's psychological issues along with someone being able to do that, obviously. But it doesn't help. You're certainly not helping society any by letting kids play these games ad nauseum.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
It is. It really is crazy. And, you know, oddly enough, there's more adults that are male adults that's into it than anything.
That's true.
You know.
But and then look at if we want to get really, you know, down to brass tacks, who are the most people who are like, what is the age group that is most violent? Your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Anywhere from about 16 to 29.
Exactly. It's true. Like, I have a cousin who lost his entire marriage because of video games. Because the wife got sick and tired.
If you're playing these games, it's pretty easy to go out and whack someone. You're going to go out and pop, you know, pop a cap in someone's ass. It's pretty easy when you're playing a game all day.
It's true. Being caught up in a game. Well, I mean, everyone has their thing, so I'm not being judgmental or saying that
they
don't play
a
game, but I think
gamer,
you have moderation. Yeah. Moderation is key.
And knowing right from wrong and being able to make that correlation is, you know, that's the problem, is a lot of people don't have that ability. And that, to me, is more scary, which is why we've got to be careful about putting people in jail when they haven't really committed a crime.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people out there with a lot of twisted fantasies. I talk to them all day long. But it doesn't make them bad people. They're not out committing crimes. These are fantasies. Yes. We got to be careful with this. Just like I said, Maribel could have been taken in just for being in that chat room if we based it on that case. Just by discussing it with the artist, and discussing the fact that he's making pictures of boiling and eating women.
Oh,
nothing stopping them from pulling everybody in.
Exactly.
And that, to me, is scary. Because of the amount of people that I deal with who live in these fantasy-type worlds, sexually anyways, not all the time, I just think it's a slippery slope. We all have fantasies. See, we've all had fantasies of not only whacking ourselves, but whacking other people.
Yes,
we have,
every
and
day.
I don't care. I don't care what any of you say. There, at least you have considered it with somebody in your life at some point. Wouldn't it be great to put a bullet between that bitch's eyes? Well, what the hell are we going to do if we start all getting thrown in jail for having the thought? There's Christy said, I want to whack my ex all the time. Who doesn't?
I'm telling you, that is so true. Like, you're not lying. No one can ever say they never had that notion. But, you know, if that was the case, we'd all be locked up.
And Ray is in he works in emergency services, so, and he's saying he sees the violence on medical calls reaching into mid-30s. Well, that's because these guys are still playing games.
Uh-huh.
They're still playing these stupid video games in their mid-30s, just like you said. That's the reason why that guy's marriage fell over.
Yes, video games. He was having sex with the video game cover.
He was not. Was he? Was he?
No, he wasn't, but he might as well. Exactly. He may as well, because he sure wasn't paying nobody else no attention. So.
Well, he wasn't paying her any attention. And again, that can, again, you're talking addiction. Obviously, mm-hmm. this person was addicted and needed
Absolutely.
Some psychological help.
Absolutely. Till this day, still needs psychological help because, you know,
well,
like, he ain't giving up those games
it,
for
yeah.
nothing. Wow, almost 50, still playing video games.
Gotta
hey.
Wonder.
Yeah.
You know, hello, there is a real world out here.
Exactly. And, now
and I've talked to a lot of the people who suffer from porn creep. It can be a very scary thing where you can't get off unless you are looking at a two-dimensional image. That's scary. Guys, got to be careful. Everything is fine in moderation. 24/7 with your thumb on a damn control thing. Use your head.
Mm-hmm. It's all right to live your life and do what you enjoy doing, but I just think everything needs to be done in moderation. And that
exactly.
goes for me, too.
Doesn't matter
me
what
too.
It is. It goes for
exactly.
me and food. I love food. Actually,
yes.
I don't love all food. I only love my carbs. I'm a carb head.
Oh, me too.
But it's the same
Bread.
Thing. You got to do everything in moderation.
I know. It's so hard. It's so hard. Don't ever put a bagel in front of me or a croissant because it's on in seconds.
I know. Don't even go there. If it,
I'm
I
so
swear
serious.
To God, people have said to me, well, what if you got put away on bread and water? I'm fine.
Right.
Exactly. I'm fine. I got water. That's all I drink. I got my bread. Hey.
Exactly.
I'm good.
I don't even like butter, so I don't need butter. No,
yeah, no,
no
just
nothing
need
extra.
The bread. I can do all kinds of things.
Exactly.
With a piece of bread. No.
Okay. I'm telling you, I have a problem with bread. Is there anyone out there that you know can help me get off of
bread? Sweet.
Get in touch
cake,
with me.
Candy. That's me.
Oh my goodness, I have such a problem with that, and it's not good for me because I can't
Fried
digest
food,
it.
I could care less. Ugh. Meat. I could care. I don't care about regular food. I could survive. Albeit probably not, you know, probably in a diabetic coma in a bakery.
I'm telling you, it's just
it's cruel
like that.
And it's mean, and they get you, they get their hooks into you, and it's just.
I'm telling you.
See,
why?
Christy had bread for lunch today, just bread. See.
Yes, I do it all the
it
time.
Works.
I
oh,
do it all the time,
especially if it's fresh out of the oven and still
yes.
warm. Oh Lord, have mercy.
Oh my goodness.
Lord have mercy, that's better than sex. I just put my face in it and go, oh, yeah. You know what I thought would be really cool? You know how they have pillow sprays? Like you can spray your pillow with lavender and it helps you sleep. I'm
uh-huh.
telling you, get a pillow spray that smells like warm, freshly baked bread. Mm-mm.
I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm in heaven, although I may eat my pillow in the middle of the night. Oh, I'm telling you, freshly baked bread, please.
Okay, like I'm never getting out of my bed,
mm-mm.
okay? Everything I need is right there, okay?
That's the problem.
For real.
That is crazy
so,
pants, that is.
It is crazy pants, but it's about that time. We're going to do our romper room if Dr. Sue would do
it's
us the honor.
It's romper room because Miss P has to put her sick little head to bed.
Yes, at some
she's
point.
Getting snifflier and snifflier and snifflier as we go on.
No, it's getting disgusting. I'm so sorry, guys.
We're going to have to call her Snuffleupagus.
I'm telling you, please don't. But I do look like him, though. You know, after this bread that I'm about to eat after this show, I'm definitely going to be looking like him.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm already brown.
We're going to say goodnight to everyone, romper room style. So, thank you very much. You're too sick to romper tonight? No, you're not too sick to romper tonight, Ray. We're going to say goodnight to Muffy. We love our Muffy, even though Muffy's not talking right now. We know Muffy's listening. Hi, Muffy. And
Hi,
Christy Tina, who is an amazing dom. And
Aww,
Mark Goodpet, who's such a good pet. And, of
Aww,
course, my Ray of sunshine, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
And all of our guests who are listening in right now, we love you. Thank you for supporting the show. I love you guys. I really do. You guys have no idea. The fact that you support both my show, Ms. P's show, you guys are amazing.
Yes,
you,
absolutely.
And honest to God, swears, I love you guys because we wouldn't do this if it wasn't for you guys.
Absolutely. I agree. 110%. Tell people where they can find you, Doc.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. Oh, find me over on InBedWithDrSue.com, which is also the name of the show here on Blog Talk Radio. On Twitter, Dr. Sue, spell out the word doctor, otherwise you'll get someone not so good. Well, she's not good. She's a nice person, I'm sure, but she's very religious, so don't go down that road. What else? My blog.
What? Your blog. No.
Just go to In Bed with Dr. Sue. It's so much easier.
Yes, go to In Bed with Dr. Sue. Make sure you guys follow her on Twitter at Dr. Sue spelled out. And that's DrSue.
That's
right.
Do you
still have your Facebook page?
I have my Facebook page, which is the Dr. Sue Review. And that's also the name of my blog. So you can go anywhere you want to go. The blog is under reconstruction, but that's okay. You can still go read stuff. Learn
absolutely
things.
Or you can run right now to the app store on your Droid or your
right
iPhone.
My app from Phoenix.
Yes, and download your app and stay in bed with Dr. Sue 5 days a week, 7 days a week, whatever, as many days you up and about.
That's right.
You know, just do it. Just stay in bed
at all
times.
And very soon, once I get my fat ass moving on it, I am going to make sure that all the wonderful music that has been on my show, which has also been on your show, from
uh-huh
the gorgeous Diamond Dallas, the equally uh-huh gorgeous T. Austin Reed, everybody, Cocky the Homo, I love my man Cocky, it's all going to be
right
on InBedWithDrSue.com. You guys are going to be able to listen to all those independent artists. Support them, please.
Absolutely. Doc, thank you so much for being so amazing. I love you, love you, love you. And especially for making me laugh.
Go to bed.
Okay.
I'm going to give this woman some NyQuil.
Yes, it's about to happen. You guys have a good night. You have a good night, Doc.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Miss P. Go to bed.
So, guys, thank you all for tuning in. Like Dr. Sue said, if it wasn't for you guys, there would be no show. So just know that we do this every single day, every single week, every single month, that we still keep it going just to keep you guys in tune. We love and appreciate you guys. And, again, if there's anything that I can ever do to support your movement, then let me know because I'm there 100%. I'm about to leave on this track. It's called Stun Gun because all the stuff that I heard tonight is stunning me. And this is by C.R. Bundy and T.S.U. Rose. And just for the record, C.R. Bundy is my little brother and Sue Rose is my son. So check it out and let me know what you guys think. Have a good night, babies.
You're going to be okay, kid. You're going to be okay.
My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left. Let's go, let's go. My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left.
Early morning, late night. Perfecting these words out of sight, so when you get checked like a pair of knights, I hit a beat, I eat it on sight with the force of a dynamite. Stay with a bad chick that blows just like dynamite. She dynamite. My flow is like spawn with a Spartan. Going one on one with the Nazic Jordans, equivalent to a coffin. Career when I die young, I got verbal abortions, and I give them out often, even though it ain't appearing like an orphan. So please proceed with caution. I was made to ball, small, then my buzz is bugging. That's why these haters trying to spray off. I hit the booth and I burn ish, ate off. Lyrical jab steps create the space to get the J off. Only room for women on my Insta, stay off.
My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left. Let's go, let's go. My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show.
occupy. Chauffeur do witness suicide when I open doors on my ride. These niggas, they screaming out roads. Everything glitter and gold. And I know gold boy like D-Rose. My dragons, we kicking your gold. Pinocchio logo, you lie. One group of like six Geminis told me to sign on a line on top of the pyramid. I like, why can't I just be me? Don't wanna rap with a puppet, speak so publicly. Fuck y'all niggas, I don't need y'all money. Better for fun, cup in the rum, now I'm feeling so numb. Juicy her fruit while I'm chewing her gum. During your over, exploring your roots, restoring recordings, so call me the truth. Wavy to do.
My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left, let's go. My money playing catch up to my ego. My bedroom like a circus, yeah, freak show. My talent navigating through this smoke. 99 bottles of beer, only one left, let's go.
I'm in town, 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 I'm in town,